This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. How close are we to Armageddon? Are we really at the brink of Armageddon? As many scientists, commentators, the media worldwide seems to believe. Well, my friends, we on this program believe it too. And before you reject this possibility, I'd like to give you some facts, and then you can make a decision. Here's an article by Deutsche Welle, dated January 22, saying this. A British newspaper, and they're talking about the Sunday Times, has alleged that an unarmed nuclear missile veered off course and headed towards the United States in a 2016 test. The newspaper cited a senior naval source who claimed that the unarmed Trident II D5 missile failed after being launched from a British submarine off the coast of the US state of Florida in June. The cause of the failure was top secret, but the source said the missile may have accidentally veered towards the mainland. There was a major panic at the highest level of government and the military after the first test of our nuclear deterrent in 4 years ended in a disastrous failure, the source said. Ultimately, Downing Street decided to cover up the failed test. This information was made public. They knew how damaging it would be to the credibility of our nuclear deterrent. And so then the opposition Labour leader is quoted saying that it was a pretty catastrophic error for a missile to go in the wrong direction. Now, my friends, we have actually heard about this already last year, that it was rumor, it was not substantiated. But these are the kind of things which are extremely catastrophic, potentially. Have you ever thought about the possibility that a nuclear war could start due to a failure, due to a wrong test, perhaps a computer glitch? You might have heard that the doomsday clock was moved closer today to midnight. The Telegraph already wrote yesterday on January 25 that the doomsday clock, which symbolizes the current threat of global annihilation, is expected to be moved closer to midnight by scientists. The countdown was established in 1947 by a group of experts who were working on the Manhattan Project to design and build the first atomic bomb. They wanted a simple way of demonstrating the danger to Earth and humanity posed by nuclear war. The clock is currently running at 3 minutes to midnight. Midnight meaning the end of all humanity. And then a little later on in the article it said, the scientists also warned of accidental, unauthorized, or inadvertent nuclear exchange between the United States and Russia, saying that the two countries had 800 warheads on high alert, ready to launch. And we are told that some of these computer glitches almost led to a nuclear exchange between Russia and the United States. Now today, January 26, Deutsche Welle reported this. The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists unveiled its updated doomsday clock on Thursday, and it does not look good. The symbolic countdown to man-made global destruction now stands at 2.5 minutes to midnight, the closest it has been since 1953. The clock, which serves as a visual metaphor for how close humans are to destroying the world with technology, in large part has moved due to comments by the new US President Donald Trump. Russia recently warned of World War III, and even though we understand this article, which was published in the Pravda on January 20, was highly propagandistic because the warning was don't meddle with Russia, it nevertheless had some interesting things to say. A war between Russia and the Western Bloc would drag the whole world into it. Only 100 years ago, the world was dragged into a serious war that went on for 4 years. And then, of course, it talks about World War I. At the end, 20 million people had died. And then it talks about World War II. And at that time, you had 50 million people who had died. And now they say if there's another world war coming, a nuclear war, then several hundred millions of people would die. The Bible, my friends, doesn't tell us that a nuclear war is coming, at least not to begin with, between Russia and the United States. But the Bible is telling you and me that a nuclear war is going to be fought between the United States and Great Britain on the one hand and continental Europe on the other hand, something which is completely and totally overlooked by the media, by most people, by even biblical quote-unquote experts who don't understand what the Bible reveals. Der Spiegel, however, wrote something interesting on January 20, not knowing what the Bible says for sure, but I just like to give you this information because it is quite remarkable. It says, Merkel's staff has become certain that conflicts with the new U.S. administration will primarily be focused on two policy areas, foreign trade and relations with Russia. The U.S. president has always viewed the EU as an alliance aimed at weakening America's economy. If Trump sticks with his positions, and it looks very much so that he does, it is the chancellor's view that Europe could be facing a great threat. Did you catch that? A great threat. It may start on an economic basis. It won't stop there. The article goes on to say, America's greatest adversaries are Japan and West Germany. That is according to Mr. Trump. That is particularly true when it comes to trade policy, which Trump has for decades seen as a conspiracy against America. For the past several weeks, a March 1990 issue of Playboy magazine has been making the rounds in Merkel's chancellery. Inside is a long interview with Trump in which he talks about what he sees as America's most dangerous adversaries. He does not mention Russia or Red China, but Japan and West Germany, countries that he said had robbed the U.S. of its self-esteem. Their products are better because they have so much subsidy, he said, while America is ensuring that those countries aren't wiped off the face of the earth in about 15 minutes. He concluded by saying that our allies are making billions screwing us. Apparently he used a stronger word which starts with an F. And then the article goes on to say, Trump is the end of the world as we know it. That much is clear. Or, as The Economist recently wrote, things could get much worse. The Bible says that things will get much worse. We are reaching the point now where we are really looking towards the possibility of Armageddon. The possibility, perhaps in the first time in the history of mankind, that man can destroy himself completely and totally. And that is what the Bible does say. The Bible does tell you, Jesus Christ has been telling you, and it's written in your Bible, if you have one, that unless those coming days wouldn't be shortened, no human being would survive. That can only happen through nuclear war. But it goes on to say that for the elect's sakes, those days will be shortened. So he will come back, he will return before it is completely too late, but a great tribulation, as the Bible calls it, is about to occur. Relationships between especially the United States and Europe, a united Europe, will deteriorate so much that ultimately World War III will begin between those power blocks. Recently, Mr. Trump was asked in an interview why he's making those provocative statements and why he is making very provocative decisions. And he was asked, don't you know that the world is angry about this towards you? And he said, well, the world's already angry, so a little bit more angry or anger doesn't really do any harm, doesn't make any difference. But the point is, the Germans in particular are extremely angry. The Europeans are very angry. And the time will come where this anger will boil over, and then it will make a difference. And it will affect you, and it will affect me, no matter where we might be living. Most Americans are asleep today, don't realize what is happening at all in the world. You can be different, you should be different, you should wake up, even if the rest amongst you, surrounding you, is sound asleep, which in all likelihood is probably the case. You can wake up. We have prepared a booklet, The Great Tribulation and the Day of the Lord. We've all heard about the Great Tribulation. What is it? How will it start? Through whom will it start? What are the signs for the beginning of the Great Tribulation? It's going to happen, my friends. Hopefully you wake up before that happens. This is a booklet free of charge. You can ask for your free copy. Please do so. Because if you want to know also how God can protect you when all of this happens, you need to have that information. Until next time, this is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.